So Donald Trump's in court in New York as he begins the latest of his trials. This is the hush money case involving the porn star Stormy Daniels. What marks it out from the others is he's the first ex-president in history to face a criminal trial, of course. If convicted, he could face, not that he will, but he could face a maximum of 4 years in jail. Charles Feldman, presenter at KNX News 97.1 FM, and is with us. Charles, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
How do you find 12 New Yorkers that don't have an opinion on Donald Trump?
Well, that's a good question. The answer is you won't, but that isn't the issue, really, because what the judge will make clear to all the potential jurors is not that they can't have an opinion of Donald Trump, or not even that whether they voted for him or not, although he's not allowed to ask them that kind of question. All that's required of these jurors is they're saying and swearing under oath that they are able to put aside any of their notions about Donald Trump and judge the evidence fairly and impartially. And if, you know, the judge and the prosecutor and defense attorneys believe them, then that's how they will eventually select 12 jurors and six alternates.
What sort of time frame we're dealing with this? And I'm assuming he'll be wanting to take the stand.
Well, he has indicated, Donald Trump, that he intends to take the stand, although typically what will happen in any criminal case is defense attorneys will wait and sort of weigh how the other witnesses come across to the jury and how the case is progressing before deciding what to recommend to their client. Although with former President Trump giving a recommendation doesn't often amount to anything. He pretty much does what he wants to do. In terms of a timetable, most estimates are this could take anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks because of, you know, the number of witnesses that the government expects to call, and also depending upon whether Trump decides to take the stand in his own defense.
How do you deal with this? I mean, what's the read on this? Does this hurt him in terms of the campaign, or is he going to use this as some sort of pulpit for the campaign?
Well, you know, he's already using it as a pulpit for the campaign. He repeatedly at his rallies talks about how he feels this trial and the other ones still to come on other charges in other venues are persecuting him politically. And he always points the finger at President Biden, saying it's the president's fault, even though the president has nothing to do with these trials, either at the federal or state level. He does raise money in his rallies to help pay for his defense. In terms of how this is going to go over, I suspect that with Mr. Trump's base, it is going to vindicate their notion that he's a bit of a martyr to those who are not fans of Donald Trump, especially if he ends up being convicted. It will prove their contention that he's unfit to be in the White House again.
Charles, appreciate your expertise. Charles Feldman, presenter, KNX News 97.1 FM.
For more from News Talk ZB, listen live, on air, or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.